Welcome to the Jim Bohannon Podcast, a recent interview with a newsmaker, analyst, or celebrity first heard in edited form on the Westwood One program, America in the Morning. Here now is the full interview.
Gun ownership has taken another hit, in particular a recent New York Times editorial, and John Lott joins us, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, his website crimeresearch.org. He is a noted expert and a man who backs up his opinions with the statistics and facts regarding gun ownership and crime. John, tell us what the editorial said and where you differ with it.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, the New York Times had this editorial where they were claiming that over 8 years, concealed carry permit holders had killed 722 people, surely a number that would shock people, and they were saying that there's no disputing this claim. In fact, you know, 38% of these numbers were supposedly just from Michigan, and almost all those were suicides. The problem is that when you actually look at the state police reports that they were referencing, they're not even clear that these are suicides involving concealed handgun permits. All it is the state says these are permit holders that have committed suicide, but they don't even say how. And even worse, in the sense that, because the Times was claiming some causality there, that the suicide rate among permit holders in Michigan is about one-third the rate of adult suicides in the state anyway.
So, and the notion of concealed carry, my thought would be that in suicide cases, who are you concealing it from?
Right, sure. No, I agree. But you look at their murder numbers that they have, they're triple or quadruple counting even self-defense cases. So let's say you get arrested. There'll be a news article, so they count that as one because they count news articles as well as the Michigan State Police reports. But the thing is, a case may be pending for a couple years or a few years. And so every year a case is pending, they count that as a separate murder that occurred, even if the person was eventually exonerated. And so you get a news report, and let's say it's covered for 2 years. Well, they count that as three murders that occurred, even if the person was eventually found to have acted in self-defense. And so, you know, it's just pretty amazing that they, you know, weren't very careful in reporting these numbers.
Well, really, I mean, one would think that that an opponent to gun ownership or guns being carried would come up, frankly, with something a little better than what you've just exposed. How do things stand right now on a couple of important fronts, legislative and judicial? First of all, what's happening in the legislatures, including the big one, the federal legislature, Congress?
Right. Well, federally, I think they're going to be considering a reciprocity bill that would allow people with concealed handgun permits to be able to travel across different states. It came very close, even under the Democratic-controlled Senate, the last two Congresses, got 57 votes, but with the Republicans' control of the Senate, it looks like it's likely to pass this time. At the state levels, you have a big difference between about six or seven states that continually try to push for more gun control every legislative session that comes up, but the rest of the country moves more and more towards making it easier for people to go and defend themselves. The states that are trying to put more gun control, the main focus has been simply to make it more costly for people to get guns. So in Maryland, it costs like $300 to license and register a handgun. In Illinois, when they were forced by the courts to allow people to be able to carry concealed handguns, it costs over $600 to go through the process. And unfortunately, you know, my research finds that it's the people who are most likely to be victims of violent crime, poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas, who benefit the most from having the option to protect themselves, but they're the very ones who are priced out of having the ability to go and protect themselves as a result of these high fees that are being imposed.
As for the judicial level, what's happening there?
Well, there are a number of things that are going on. A number of state laws are being challenged. Probably the most prominent right now is California. In California, they have this new micro-stamping rule, which uses a laser to put a little code on the end of a firing pin, And the notion is, though nobody's figured out how to actually do this practically yet, is that if a firing pin puts the code on a bullet casing, then and it's left at the scene, then people can go and track back the ownership of the gun. The problem is nobody's figured out how to do it, and guns are not going to be able to be, handguns aren't going to be able to be sold in a couple years in California. Manufacturers are leaving the state. And so is this just a gun ban that the legislature has passed by passing a rule that nobody's able to meet? And so the court probably pretty soon, within the next couple months, is going to make a decision on that.
How easy is it to change the firing pin on a gun?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, in answering the question, it's trivial. And even if you didn't change it, just taking a little bit of a file, you could easily make it so that the entire code couldn't be read there. But, I mean, you're talking about a very cheap item that can easily be swapped out in a minute or so on a gun. So somehow, for this costly process to work, you're depending upon criminals being so dumb that they don't even know that they can either replace the firing pin or alter it in some way.
John Lott is our guest. He is president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Their website, crimeresearch.org.
The Jim Bohannon Podcast is a copyrighted feature of Westwood One, all rights reserved. It's meant for your personal enjoyment only and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or reposted on any website without express written permission. Visit www.jimbotalk.net or email producer@jimbotalk.net for more information.